Okay, HARP has its own website, Nick. Why?
Well, it's, you know, they do issue a certain amount of public information. Originally, they started as a joint effort of the Office of the Navy and the Air Force, and later it became a joint off and the University of Alaska Geophysical Institute. In fact, a lot of money was funneled through the Geophysical Institute for some of the basic research. Most research isn't really done by the military directly. It's either done through academic institutions or private corporations. The military acts as sort of the general contractor. HARP is really no different. BAE Systems actually controls the program and was given the last contract to increase the power levels. And actually, it's interesting we're talking about this today because in our local paper, Friday, this last week, June 29th, was a very short article on the HARP facility, and it's now the largest such facility in the world. They have just finished the installation of 360 new radio transmitters, along with additional antenna, giving it a total of 180 60-foot antennas covering 40 acres.
My gosh. Hey, if we wanted to do a Google satellite map on it, how would we find it?
Gakona, Alaska, it's in that general area. It's sort of north of there. It's along the Alaska Highway. If you followed it from Gakona, Alaska, which is north of Glen Allen, it's easy to find the road maps to Alaska. There's only one road out.
Maybe somebody will send me a link on FastBlast. I'd like to see it via Google. Just to see what it looks like.
You probably could.
Yeah.
You know, because...
Unless the satellites don't look at it.
Well, that's possible.
Yeah, that is possible.
You know, the interesting part of all this, you know, it's a British company that now owns the company that owns the patents. And it's funny, as I'm reading the article, right, and I'm looking at, okay, it's BAE Systems is from Great Britain. And you know what the total expenditure, according to this article, on HARP is? And we said this long ago.
Oh, it's got to be a lot.
Said, no,
how much?
$300 million so far. You know, and most people don't even know the project, you know, exists today. I mean, your listeners, of course, do. We've talked about
it. Well, and here's their program purpose definition. HARP is a scientific endeavor aimed at studying the properties and behavior of the ionosphere, with particular emphasis on being able to understand and use it to enhance communications and surveillance systems for both civilian and defense purposes. Now, what the heck does that mean?
Yeah, and that's actually a quote from Rod Jacobson, the HARP program director. It's the same quote that appears in the Anchorage Daily News, and it says HARP is a scientific project to study the properties and behavior of the ionosphere with emphasis on, you know, it's just the regurgitation of the same press release. And this is what they do, but they got to give a certain amount of information because there's stuff going on out there, and it's not like, you know, when you get to remote Alaska, it is like you have walked back a century. Whenever anybody shows up in shiny shoes and a suit in that part of the world, it's an unusual
They're out of place. I mean, how long are people parked out there to work?
Well, they come in what are called campaigns for a few weeks here and there. And in a lot of it you can do remotely because that was one of the original contract specifications was fiber optics and remote ability to operate the system. But, you know, when the campaigns occur, there's only like a couple places you can even stay within 50 miles of the place. And so, you know, people show up in their suits at 40 below.
By the way, a couple people are telling me HARP is blacked out on Google Earth. They can't find it.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, isn't that?
That's interesting.
Can't look down on it.
Totally open, you know, project, blah, blah, blah. And it's not. And here's the thing about BAE Systems is in a paper, in the same newspaper earlier in the week, June 27th on Wednesday, is a very short article. It's about 2 column inches, and it says U.S. investigates arms manufacturing. It says U.S. Justice Department has opened an investigation into BAE Systems, one of the world's largest arms makers, which has been accused of funneling money to a Saudi prince to help win an $86 billion weapons deal. You know, these companies that are involved in this kind of stuff, you know, they don't operate under the same ethical principles as most people, and that makes it questionable. You know, on the one hand, Justice Department's investigating this company. On the other hand, they're operating one of the most sophisticated ionospheric research instruments in the world on behalf of the defense industry, and I can assure you they didn't spend $300 million just to do theoretical science. Military only spends money for defense applications.
And we've got some of these now, not we, but I mean collectively as a world,
yeah,
in other spots Beyond just Alaska, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. China even announced their own phased arrays going in the Antarctic, the other end of where magnetic field lines intersect the Earth. That concerned some people, and there's been a little bit of noise on that. The Russians, of course, have the original transmitters that were associated with the Woodpecker signal back in the 70s, and then the IZICAT system in Europe, and a system has been installed in Canada as well. So there's many ionospheric heaters being used in all kinds of experiments for lots of different purposes. And unfortunately, you know, again, you know, the original science behind it, you know, Ben Eason, when he got sort of sidelined from ARCO Power Technologies.
You like him, I assume, right?
I do. You know, there's a lot of scientists that do really incredible work, and they're not, nobody is multidisciplined enough these days or ever could be. So what happens is they do one thing that's really interesting in one area, but has a tremendously different effect, like in the case of HARP, how you can use it for affecting human health or human behavior, as an example, is something Ben never considered, because when Dr. Easton was doing this work, he's not a biophysicist. What got him interested in that issue was his work in, he developed a system using light for the big air handlers going into the Pentagon,
right,
to wipe out any biological agent that would roll through at even those incredible velocities. And it would wipe them out to there's like just virtually nothing left. And in doing so, he had to learn a little bit more about biophysics. And so in doing so, he understood a little bit more about the principles behind it. And then when we brought everyone together, kind of we brought them all together because of the disciplines and backgrounds, we felt that each person in that meeting would be touching the elephant from a little different perspective and would share enough information between their disciplines. And, you know, they're world-class scientists. And what we ended up with was a lot of very good cross-fertilization.